Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Here to guest and the Moose here for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Bundesliga games for the 29th of November to the 1st of December 2024. And you can see all the details for these matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website footballpredictions.net alongside fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels plus video streaming services as well as team news and match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we are about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus gamble aware.
And we're kicking off with St. Pauli in 16th position. Should be a good game because they're up against Holstein Kiel, who are in 17th. This is on Friday, the 29th of November at 7:30 p.m. UK time. And for this game, footballpredictions.net provides your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options. This one is available on Bet365. You can watch it there live, free stream it using our bonus code FP365. You can watch it subscription free and for free. And a couple of teams here who've got an almost identical record in their last six games.
Yeah. Just picked up one win each over the last six games. And St. Pauli, I mean, this really is a relegation battle already, isn't it? St. Pauli playing at home where they haven't scored a goal yet in five home matches and no goals yet. But that might be about to change here because Holstein Kiel, when they're playing away from home, concede at least two goals a game. The last game that St. Pauli had at home was a 1-0 defeat to Bayern Munich. We predicted the outcome of that game. We also predicted the outcome of St. Pauli's last game, which was an away defeat at Gladbach. For Holstein Kiel, they played Mainz last week and they lost 3-0 at home. So, yeah, conceding a lot of goals, Holstein Kiel. We did also predict Mainz, by the way, to beat them. And in their latest away game before the international break, Holstein Kiel played away to Werder Bremen and they lost 2-1 in a game where we had Werder Bremen to win and both teams to score. So solid prediction there, although it might not be too difficult to predict these teams when they're playing the better teams in the league. However, what's our prediction for this game when they are up against each other?
Yes, yeah, like battle of the loser teams, isn't it? Well, it's interesting because you think, you know, St. Pauli haven't scored any goals at home. But they have a very good record against Holstein Kiel. In fact, they even though they're without a home win themselves, St. Pauli, in the last five league matches, they haven't lost to Holstein Kiel in their previous four matches. And Holstein Kiel haven't won against St. Pauli in away games against them for the last five league games. So obviously they'll be keen to stop that run, but we don't think it will happen in this particular one. We've gone for a home win and we've gone for both teams to score, which, you know, with these two teams, they usually concede goals. So we think their defenses will let one in at least each as well here. But we've gone for a 2-1 home win. You can get, just to go back to the odds, both teams to score is what we're predicting for this as our tip. You can get odds there of 1.8. And for a full-time result prediction, St. Pauli to win, you get 1.83, so fairly decent. But our correct score of 2-1 is going to get you odds of 8.5 if you prefer that kind of bet. Now, in our poll, half of you, 50%, this is on our website. You can vote on the page for this game. 50% of you think St. Pauli will win. 36% Holstein Kiel. So most people thinking just slightly as we are that St. Pauli should get over the line. We've gone for both teams to score. So let's see what eventuates. Next up, we have RB Leipzig. And they are third, taking on Wolfsburg, who are down in 11th. And this one kicks off on Saturday, the 30th of November, 2:30 p.m. UK time. To your local kickoff time, betting odds and broadcast streaming options. Check our page on footballpredictions.net if you're listening from overseas outside the UK. And you can live stream this one on a Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 and you can listen to this, watch this subscription free and for free. Now, this is a real contrasting couple of sides lately because RB Leipzig have just really fallen off a cliff, even though they're still in third, right?
Yes, no wins in five for RB Leipzig. A lot of, four out of those five games, has to be said, were away from home, and two of them were in the Champions League. Now, in the Champions League, RB Leipzig lost midweek away to Inter Milan. We said Inter Milan were going to beat RB Leipzig. But in the Champions League, RB Leipzig have actually lost every single of their five matches. So it's not looking great for them in the Champions League. They might be knocked out if they're not going to pick up some wins soon in that tournament. In the Bundesliga, they had a great start to the season. Six wins from their first eight and two draws, which was seeing them top together with Bayern Munich. However, last three matches, no wins for RB Leipzig. Two of those were away from home, and the most recent one was away at Hoffenheim, a 4-3 defeat, and have both teams to score prediction from our side. The most recent home game for Leipzig in the Bundesliga was against Borussia Mönchengladbach, a home game just before the international break that ended 0-0. But yeah, no wins in five for Leipzig. Bad record in the Champions League, so confidence probably a little bit low. They're going to be up against a Wolfsburg team who sort of opposite Leipzig. They actually picked up a little bit of form of late. They started the season, they had four defeats from seven games, but now they're unbeaten in four. And they've won their last two matches, most recently a home game against Union Berlin. We did say that Union Berlin... we did say that Wolfsburg were going to beat Union Berlin in that game, and they beat them 1-0. And then the most recent away game was at Heidenheim, which ended with a 3-1 win for Wolfsburg. But overall, Wolfsburg, including the DFB Pokal, where Wolfsburg did beat Dortmund, unbeaten in five. We've got a Leipzig team here who's not 1-5 across all competitions. But is that going to go on forever, we think?
Well, it's a good one. This is like the Manchester City of the Bundesliga, you know, not 1-5, lost four of those and drawn one of them. Yeah. All things come to an end eventually. And you just got to look at RB Leipzig's home record, which is very good. They haven't, coming to this, they've not been beaten in the last 12 league matches at home. So, you know, those games, most of those were away. There was one that was at home, that was a draw. I know that was one they were expected to win, but that was against Gladbach. But, yeah, and also look at Wolfsburg. They haven't beaten Leipzig away from home in the last seven meetings. So it's not the best of away records for them combined with Leipzig's home record, which is very good. So we think they'll turn the corner and come back. But one thing you've got to say about Leipzig is they have been letting in goals. In fact, in their last six games, they've conceded and they've had 12 goals scored against them in those six games. So, yeah, they probably concede again. So we actually here are going for another both teams to score tip. Odds there you can get at 1.62. Regarding the full-time result prediction, we've gone for a Leipzig win, 1.67 are the odds you can get for that. These are obviously decimal odds. And just so you know, a draw you get at 4, and Wolfsburg win you can get at 5, which is the way out at 5. We've gone for a correct score prediction of a bold 3-1 to Leipzig, and odds there you can get at 12. That's 11-1 in fractional. Going to our poll, go to our poll on our website page for this one, and you can see that 64% changes all the time. 64% currently have gone for a Leipzig win. 0 have gone for Wolfsburg. 0%. Never seen that before. And then there's the rest of you have voted for a draw. So, yeah, it could be a big win, we think, for Leipzig. Let's see how it goes. Next, we've got Werder Bremen, who are in 12th, taking on Stuttgart, who are in 9th. This kicks off on Saturday, 30th of November, 2:30 p.m. UK time. And if you're outside the UK, check our page on footballpredictions.net, and you will see your localised kickoff time, odds, TV channels, and streaming services. This one, again, is broadcast live on Bet365, and you can watch it there. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch it subscription-free. And another game where you've got teams with an almost identical sort of recent record coming into this, so it could be a tricky one.
Yes, very mixed bag for both teams. Werder Bremen with two defeats, one draw, three wins from their last last six games, that includes the DFB Pokal and away win at Paderborn. And for Stuttgart, very similar, 2 wins, a draw and 3 defeats. Has to be said, those 3 defeats, including the Champions League, have come over the last 4 games. So yeah, Stuttgart sort of on a downright slope. They lost 5-1 midweek, Stuttgart, at Red Star Belgrade. So that was kind of a heavy beating in a game they were actually anticipated to win. In the Bundesliga, last time out, they beat Bochum at home. Again, expected Bochum, obviously sitting bottom of the Bundesliga with just 2 points. Stuttgart won that game quite comfortably, 2-0. So, yeah. In terms of their away form, the last away game for Stuttgart was at Leverkusen, and they did actually, to be fair, they picked up a point at Leverkusen, not an easy place to go to. That game ended in a 0-0 draw. If we look at Werder Bremen, they started the season off by being stronger at away from home as opposed to at home, but that's kind of flipped around. The last 2 away games have ended in defeats, and the most recent game was at Frankfurt, where they were beaten 1-0. We did say that they were going to lose that game. At home, the most recent game was against Holstein Kiel, in a game where we predicted Bremen to win again in a both teams to score game, and they beat Holstein Kiel 2-1 in that game, and that came on the back of a 4-1 defeat at Gladbach. So yeah, very mixed bag of results for both teams. Going into this game, probably the team that's got a bit of a point to prove is Stuttgart, based on also that midweek beating at Red Star Belgrade, because it's not putting them in a great position in the Champions League, where they are now on 3 defeats from 5 as well, and just 1 win, although that 1 win was at Juventus. So it just proved that Stuttgart has got something in them, but they've been very inconsistent in their form of late.
Yeah, one thing that has been consistent for Bremen is that if you look at their last 6 games, there have been 20 goals that have gone in for both sides. Yeah, it's an average of 3.33 goals per game, but 10 of those were for Bremen, and obviously 10 for the other sides. So yeah, it seems like they tend to sort of concede as much as they score, and in their last 6, we've got looking at Stuttgart now. They've scored 8 goals. They've scored an average of 1.33 goals a game. So one we're kind of preferring here, rather than trying to predict the result necessarily, is the both teams to score prediction again. And hopefully that will happen here, because you can get odds there of 1.44. Not great odds, but that's probably what's expected to happen. Going for, if you like the win draw win market, Stuttgart to win, you can get a 2.2, and that's what we're thinking will happen here. Regarding a correct score, we've gone for an away 2-1 victory, and yeah, you can get odds there at 9.5 for the exact correct score prediction of 1-2 or 2-1 to Stuttgart away. Yeah, the bookies are fairly split on the result. You've got Werder Bremen at 3, a draw at 3.75, and Stuttgart are favourites at 2.2. We'll see how it goes. In our poll, Werder Bremen have only got 24% of the vote. This is what you can vote on our site. 59% of you like Stuttgart, and the rest a draw. Oh, and away 2-1 win. Next, we have Freiburg, who are 7th, to take on Borussia Mönchengladbach, who are 6th. And this one is on Saturday, 30th of November, 2:30 p.m. UK time. Of course, go to our page for this game, which you'll find in the description of this podcast. And you can get your localized kickoff time, odds, TV channels and streaming services, one of which is Bet365. We recommend this because you can watch it, use our bonus code FP365 for free, stream it for nothing, and just have one unit of currency deposited or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And you can even remove that deposit if you want to. So, yeah, watch it on there for nothing, subscription free. And, yeah, let's have a look at these two. Looks like Gladbach are coming back a bit this season.
Yes, they are. And also, it has to be said that here we have another 2 teams with some very inconsistent form. Because if we look at just the last 6 games, and we can start with Freiburg, it's 2 wins, including the DFB Pokal, 2 draws and 2 losses. And for Gladbach, we're talking about 3 wins, 2 draws. And then they had a defeat in the DFB Pokal at Frankfurt. But obviously Frankfurt, one of the stronger teams right now in Germany, second in the Bundesliga behind Bayern Munich. Freiburg have not won in 4 matches in the Bundesliga now. But it has to be said, 3 of those most recent games have been away from home and against some fairly strong teams. They played Dortmund most recently. We did predict quite a heavy beating for Freiburg at Dortmund. We said 3-0 and they ended up getting beaten 4-0 in the end at Dortmund. For Union Berlin, also one of the strongest teams, we predicted a draw and it ended a draw at Union. For the final away game that they had was at Leipzig, where we said that Freiburg were losing 3-1. And guess what? They lost 3-1 at Leipzig in that game. And then in between these, they had a 0-0 draw at home to Mainz. So yeah, no wins in 4 for Freiburg. They've not scored in the last 3 matches either. But yeah, at home, they have been fairly strong this season. 3 wins, 1 draw, and 1 defeat. Freak result at home to St. Pauli, lost 3-1, but they beat Augsburg, Bochum and Stuttgart. So yeah, Freiburg strong at home. And if we look at Borussia Mönchengladbach, fairly good form. They've not lost in 5 now in the Bundesliga. And compared to the beginning of the season where they had 4 defeats from 6, their most recent result in the Bundesliga was a home win against St. Pauli, but then St. Pauli is one of the teams that most teams would look to beat, and they beat them 2-0. We also predicted Gladbach to win that game. Away from home, Gladbach has not won in 4 matches. In fact, they've just won 1 game all season, and that was at Bochum. And we all know that Bochum is probably one of the, if not the weakest team in the league. Well, they currently are if you look at the table. But yeah, so they beat Bochum away, but then they have not won a game since away from home. So they're kind of struggling a bit on their travels. And when they're traveling to Freiburg here, we also think that they may struggle and that Freiburg is going to kind of turn their fortunes around.
Yeah, this is an interesting game. Looking at the stats now, they've drawn, I think, the last 4 games, these two sides. When they've played away from home, i.e. At Freiburg. So I'm talking about Gladbach here. So, but the other interesting stat is that Borussia Mönchengladbach haven't won against Freiburg away from home in the last 14 matches in the league. So that's quite an incredible stat. So it seems to be a bit of a bogey team. And even though we've had not many goals scored by Freiburg in this last period since the whole of November, we think they're going to, at home, like you said, their form is better there, and we think they're going to break their duck in magnificent fashion, and we think they're going to score 3. So we've gone for a 3-1 home win, and if you do like an exact score, which we can get right from time to time, it's not unheard of, 3-1, you can get odds of 15 for that. Regarding what we kind of, if you go come back down to earth and sort of think of something a bit more sensible. Both teams to score, we've gone for this one, and you can get odds there of just 1.62. But Freiburg to win, we have got better odds of 1.95, if you like that market. In our poll, 58% of you like Freiburg, and 17% only say Gladbach will win, with the rest thinking it will be actually, the rest thinking it will be a draw, but a 0-0 draw as well. You can vote for that yourself on our website. So 3-1 home win to Freiburg. Moving on to our summary matches now. Augsburg in 14th take on Bochum in 18th. This one kicks off at 2:30 p.m. UK time on Saturday the 30th of November. And you can live stream this one again on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365. For this game, we've actually gone for an under 2.5 goals prediction. And for a correct score, we've gone for a home win to Augsburg with a score of 2-0.
Yes, and on to Union Berlin in 10th, who plays Bayer Leverkusen in 4th. This is another game that kicks off on Saturday, 30th of November at 2:30. For this game, we're going with a both teams to score prediction and a Bayer Leverkusen win of 2-1. So that's a correct score prediction of 2-1 to Leverkusen.
And moving on to Borussia Dortmund, who are 5th, take on a Bayern Munich, who are 1st. And this one kicks off at 5:30 p.m. UK time, 30th of November, that Saturday as well. visit us and use Bet365 to watch this one as well. Use the bonus code FP365 to watch it for free. And for this one, maybe predictably, we've gone for an away win, Bayern Munich to win, and both teams to score, though. So we think that Dortmund will score at home. So we've gone for a 2-1 away win to Bayern Munich.
Yeah, moving on to Sunday, 1st of December at 2:30 UK time. We got Mainz in 8th taking on Hoffenheim in 13th. Another game you can watch live and free on Bet365 using bonus code FP365 on sign up. And for this game, we are going with an under 2.5 goals prediction, a Mainz home win, correct score prediction of 1-0 to Mainz.
Moving on to Heidenheim, who are 15th. Taking on the lofty Eintracht Frankfurt, who are second. This is on Sunday, this one, 1st of December, 4:30 PM UK time. And you can, again, watch this one live streamed on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 to watch it for free. And, yeah, two sides in very different form at the moment. We've actually gone for the obvious Frankfurt to win. And we predict an under 2.5 goals game. We think it'll be tight. And for a correct score, we've gone for Heidenheim 0, Eintracht Frankfurt 1. Okay, so if you'll be watching these matches on Bet365, don't forget geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18+ gambleaware.org and make use of the bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yes, and in the description section of this podcast, you can see links to all the matches we've just been discussing, or simply head to footballpredictions.net. And why do that? Well, that's where you have a look at all the online sources to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, team news, plus the latest offers and odds.
And if you like this, we produce football podcasts across several competitions as well as this one. And you can hear them all on a podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you usually get your favorite podcast from, like you're probably listening to on right now, such as Spotify, YouTube, Apple, etc. Anyway, that's all. Thanks for joining us. And until the next time, it is...
Cheers.
Happy to think.